Hello, I'm Steve Brown, host of Snollygoster, WOSU Public Media's weekly political podcast. My co-host Mike Thompson is off in D.C. this week, rubbing elbows with all the NPR muckety-mucks, so we're taking a week off. Rest easy, Joe Biden. No jokes about you until next week. Just to keep our listeners up to date, though, in case they do rely on us for their political fix, here are some of the biggest stories happening right now in Ohio politics. There is some good news for fans of automatic voter registration. Ohio's Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, wants to have people be automatically registered when they file their taxes, renew their driver's license, or even just get a fishing license. Imagine that, a state government encouraging voting. And what could be the first piece of good news in a long time for former ECOT administrators, a judge has ruled that school districts cannot intervene in Ohio's civil case against the now closed online charter school. If there was an education equivalent of our Snollygoster of the Week award, it would go to ECOT for inflating enrollment numbers in order to get more state funding. That might be the Snollygoster of the Decade award. Allegedly, of course, all allegedly. And in one of the most unique state house bills we've seen in a long time, a representative wants to outlaw child drag shows. The bill from Lancaster Republican Tim Schaefer follows an incident in his hometown here in central Ohio where a young boy performed in a drag show. Now, the boy's mother was in attendance and says that there was nothing sexual about it. Still, Schaefer says, quote, "Given our heightened focus on human trafficking and the role money plays in trafficking children, I knew I had to take action to make sure this activity does not occur again," end quote. Schaefer's bill would ban any performances by children where they simulate sexual activity inside of what amounts to a full-service bar. The bill actually has bipartisan support, and it has been assigned to the House Commerce and Labor Committee. No Snollygoster of the Week award this week. If you have a suggestion for next week, shoot us an email at snollygoster@wosu.org. Also, be sure to leave us a good review on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts. Until next week, I'm Steve Brown on Snollygoster from WOSU Public Media.